the crypto card, Bass crisis, Monavate, and Quico crackdowns. Explain, the crypto card industry is currently facing its most significant infrastructure test since the 2023 collapse of Railzer. Within the last 30 days, two major European banking-as-a-service, BaaS providers, Quico, Poland, and UAB Monavate, Lithuania, have been hit with severe regulatory actions, leaving thousands of cardholders in limbo. This crisis highlights a critical vulnerability in the off-ramp ecosystem. Most crypto cards are white-label products that rely a tiny handful of licensed intermediaries. When the intermediary fails, the card dies instantly. Why BaaS failures threaten your card? For the average user, a crypto card feels like a bank account. In reality, it is a complex stack of partnerships. If you use a card issued by a BaaS partner that loses its license, you face instant service cessation. Your physical and virtual cards stop working without warning. Fund freezes. While funds are usually safe in safeguarded accounts, accessing them can take weeks or months during a transition. Reputational risk. Many smaller fly-by-night crypto cards may never recover from an issuer switch. Core explanation: the regulatory clean-out, European regulators, led by the Bank of Lithuania and the Polish KNF, are aggressively cleaning out electronic money institutions, EMIs, that prioritized rapid growth over anti-money laundering, AML, and know-your-customer, KYC culture. The Quico revocation, Poland. On January 21, 2026, the Polish Financial Supervision Authority, KNF, officially revoked Quico's license as a national payment institution. The regulator cited a failure to ensure prudent and stable management. Quico must now terminate all client agreements by April 2026 and is prohibited from taking on new business. The Monavate restrictions, Lithuania, UAB Monavate, a major hub for European crypto cards, was ordered by the Bank of Lithuania to stop providing services to several high-profile partners, including Brighty, Kulipa, and Immersive. This was followed by a $270,000 fine for breaches related to safeguarding customer funds and internal controls. Market benchmarking and cost-risk math. The BaaS risk is a hidden cost that doesn't appear on a card's fee schedule, but can wipe out 100% of your liquidity in an instant. Counterparty concentration: over 60% of European crypto cards rely on just four major BaaS providers. The safeguarding delay: while funds are legally required to be safeguarded at a 1-1 ratio in separate bank accounts, the audit and release process following a license revocation can take 90 to 180 days. Yield loss: during a freeze, users lose out on the APY or staking rewards they would have earned, plus the opportunity cost of not being able to trade their assets during market volatility. For a cardholder with a $10,000 balance, a 3-month freeze represents a $250 loss in potential yield at 10% APY, plus the risk of asset price movement. Market impact: the frozen cards. The most visible victim of this crackdown has been Brighty. As of January 1, 2026, Brighty cards were temporarily frozen as the company scrambled to migrate to a new service provider. Users have been informed that their cards may remain unusable for 4 to 6 weeks while the technical integration is completed. This migration window is the most dangerous time for users, as it tests the operational resilience of the crypto brand you actually signed up with. How to protect your funds. In light of this crisis, SpendNode recommends a tiered custody approach to crypto card spending. Identify the issuer. Look at the back of your physical card or the legal section of your app. If the issuer is a small third-party EMI you've never heard of, keep your balance low. Favor principal members. Cards like Wirex or Coinbase hold direct principal memberships with Visa, MasterCard, meaning they don't rely on mid-tier BaaS providers like Quico. Avoid offshore hubs. Be wary of cards issued out of jurisdictions with light-touch regulation, e.g., certain Caribbean or Central American hubs. If you are living in the EEA or US, just-in-time, JIT, funding, use cards that allow you to keep your funds in your own wallet, self-custody, until the moment of the transaction. If the card issuer fails, your crypto is still in your keys.